This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. March is Disability Rights Month, and state lawmakers are considering a number of measures this session aimed at increasing accessibility. CPR's Benta Berklin has more.
One proposal would require 15% of some new housing construction to be accessible. Another measure would require video conferencing for court proceedings and remote access for all public hearings. Another idea would aim to make most city, state, and local government buildings fully accessible to someone using a wheelchair. Some lawmakers also want to study how to make recreational areas more accessible, from trailheads and parking to campsites and ski lifts. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
Denver Public Schools, the state's largest school district, was targeted by a cyber attack. The district said last week it discovered the breach in January when data was taken from its network. Law enforcement determined the hacker had access to secure files for a month. The files contained the names and social security numbers of some people enrolled in the district's health care plan. The poet laureate of the Pikes Peak region is urging people to celebrate poetry, black artists, and the power of words. Ashley Cornelius says for her, poetry is an effective way to talk about her identity.
Metaphor is this catalyst for change. People might not understand my experiences as a black, fat, queer woman, but they might understand the metaphor of the sun rising and how that feels to be inspired by the colors, right? People are like, I get that. I'm like, that's what it feels to be like a black woman. Like, that's the happiness and joy I feel about my black identity. And so metaphor can help people understand things that can be difficult in conversation.
Cornelius will host poetry events in the Pikes Peak area throughout the year. This is CPR News and KRCC.